You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Verizon's unlimited data plan is back. Here's how it compares to other carriers, by Tim Moynihan. Like John Oliver in baseball, unlimited data plans are back. To be fair, they never left for some people, but one of the weekend's biggest bits of news is that Verizon just reinstated its unlimited monthly data plan. For Verizon customers, an all-you-can-eat data plan hadn't been available for new subscribers since 2011. Those legacy users who'd held onto their plans since then could still phone surf like crazy until a month ago, when Verizon started booting people whose usage reached into the hundreds of gigs range. With Verizon re-entering the unlimited data picture, all four major carriers and some lower-priced virtual mobile networks now have an unlimited data plan of some kind. But there are major differences in terms of pricing, qualifications, and data throttling. Here's how they all shake out, from the most expensive to the least expensive on a single device. First, AT&T. Priced at $100 a month plus fees and taxes, the fine print is that AT&T's unlimited data plan is only available for DirecTV subscribers. The minimum cost for DirecTV's base package is $50 a month, so we're really talking $150 a month total for a single phone and DirecTV service. AT&T also reserves the right to throttle your data speeds down after you reach 22 gigs every month. Mobile hotspot capability isn't part of the plan. This one is best for DirecTV users and, well, frankly, people with money to burn. Which takes us to Verizon, pricing at $80 a month plus fees and taxes. The fine print here is that you'll need to use AutoPay and cancel your paper statements to get the best price. Otherwise, it's $85 a month. Mobile hotspot capability is part of this plan, but Verizon may start throttling your hotspot speeds after you hit 10 gigabytes each month. This one is best for mobile hotspot users and HD video streamers that don't want to switch to T-Mobile. And speaking of T-Mobile, they price at $70 a month. The good news in the fine print here is that all taxes and fees are lumped into that $70 price, and you get a free hour of GoGo in-flight internet when you're on a plane. You'll need to sign up for AutoPay, and if you use a ton of data every month, we're talking the top 3% of data hogs, your speed may be throttled. In response to Verizon's unlimited relaunch, T-Mobile added mobile hotspot service and HD streaming to its own plan. This one is now the best all-around deal. It includes 10 gigabytes of high-speed mobile hotspot per month, HD video streaming, and a money saver for frequent flyers. Plus, you'll know exactly what you'll be charged every month. Which takes us to Cricket Wireless, pricing at $65 a month plus fees and taxes. The fine print here is that you'll need to activate AutoPay for that lowest price, otherwise it's $70. Download speeds are capped at 8 megabytes, which is slower than the US average and doesn't include mobile hotspot capability. This one is the best for getting unlimited AT&T data coverage at a much lower price. and so to Sprint. Pricing at $50 a month plus fees and taxes. The fine print here is that you'll need to activate AutoPay, otherwise it's $55. Video resolution is capped at 480p, and that doesn't include mobile hotspot service. Sprint is best for those who want the lowest priced Big Four unlimited plan. And so let's look at Boost Mobile. Pricing at just $50 a month plus fees and taxes, but the fine print here is that video is capped at 480p unless you pay an extra $20 a month for HD streaming. Music streamed from Spotify, Pandora, and iHeartRadio doesn't count toward your monthly data, although that's really more of a perk for data limited plans. This one is best for those who are fine with Sprint's coverage but also want mobile hotspot for the same price. And so to US Cellular. Also pricing at $50 a month plus fees and taxes. The fine print here is that your data speeds start throttling back after just 500 megabytes, and it doesn't include mobile hotspot capability. US Cellular, best for, well, it's hard to say. Boost and Sprint are better options due to the low cap for throttling. And finally, Google Project Fi. There is no unlimited data plan. It's $20 for unlimited talk and text, plus $10 per gigabyte of monthly data, plus fees and taxes. And it's only available on Nexus and Pixel phones.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.